Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Tuesday, everyone. It is Dom time. Got several nuggets here. And Bill O'Reilly coming up at 12:15, just back from Communist China. Remember, he told us he was going there because he's written the books on Donald Trump and his personal relationship. What did he tell the communist Chinese? What was the setting? I think he was not allowed a cell phone or anything else. I'm surprised O'Reilly got out. He'll be here, though, at 12:15. All right. So there was an interview in the Philadelphia Inquirer by, I guess, the beat writer, Scott Lauber, who's very good covering baseball, with Bryce Harper. And Harper was telling him he eats clean, which is kind of a weird expression I've heard. And in there, he talks about some of the things he does, and they're quite extensive in order to prolong his baseball career. He's very particular about it. He gets his blood tested every 3 months to see the toxins and all that. But he mentions he's a fan, and I'm a fan of it as a liberation thing. Not that I would drink it myself. I don't drink milk, but raw milk. Now, remember our buddy Scott Presler? Remember that whole thing going on? How that played out with the Amish in the last election? Freedom, liberty. If you want to drink raw milk or make it, you ought to be able to do it. Well, the problem with it, as I understand, could be, though, that he lives in Jersey. And I looked it up. Oh, you're not drinking raw milk in Jersey. You're not buying, selling, transporting. You're not even saying raw milk there. These are the people that always tell us about democracy, liberty, and everything else. And they are the most liberty-threatening force known to man. The Murphys and all the gaggle of these progressives in Jersey. So it's going to be interesting to see if there's a follow-up. Well, how do you drink raw milk in Jersey? So I thought I'd ask, if you're a fan of raw milk, is it the taste? Is it the potential health benefit? When this has happened before, we've heard both. With him, I think he believes it's a health benefit along with a myriad of other things he's doing, including Lancaster County. He apparently gets stuff shipped from there, farm fresh, praises the Amish, all of that. So, look, I commend him. He wants to play into his 40s. He gets injured a lot, but when he's not injured, from how hard he plays, he does have longevity. I mean, he does come back unbelievably. I guess he was 19 or 18 and a half, 19, whatever, somewhere in there when he got called up. So if he played till he's 42 or so, that would be pretty substantial career. If you're a fan of raw milk, though, you get it. You get the idea that Americans ought to be able to make a choice. If they want to drink raw milk, they know the risk. They ought to be able to do it. Just because Louis Pasteur came along and had a great invention, which I think is wonderful, I think RFK would say the same thing. I think you're going to see a directive from them on it. Now, here's the other nugget before we get to Bill O'Reilly.
I do have audio of Bryce Harper if you want it.
Oh, okay. In this interview?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know there was... That's good. So he's talking about how he eats and what he does. Let's hear it. Thanks.
I'm picturing you eating a Big Mac before every high school game. And I think Zach Wheeler still does that, right?
Right. I mean, it was something like when I was growing up, like it was easy, right? Like there were so many things, but also like, and this, I'm not trying to make you feel old or anything, but like I talked to my parents about this too. Like when my parents were growing up, they still had the milkman. So like they still had, you know, six things of milk on their, from Anderson Dairy in Vegas, and they were glass bottles, you know, like, and everybody's like, oh, well, it's so expensive now for glass bottling and everything else like that. But at the end of the day, like, you're going to spend that money in the hospital or bills because you're putting things into your body that is just, it's killing you, you know, it's making you sick. So I'd rather spend the money now. And obviously I'm in a different situation, so I understand that. But for me personally, I'd rather spend the money now and hopefully at the end of my life, like not have to spend so much money on whatever I need to do to keep me going, right? Like it's just understanding the value in your health. And like if you value your health, then like you're going to have life and longevity for a long time. And that's mentally, that's physically. You know, your gut is your biggest thing that really runs your body. And so when your gut's off, your mind's going to be off, your body's going to be off. The way you feel, things like that. So,
all right. So then they got into, in the column at least, the raw milk. If you're a fan of raw milk, right now we'll get you in, 855-839-1210. Jump on board. Now, the other nugget before O'Reilly, then I'll give you the side question. This from the New Jersey Globe. And that's what, this is the real enemy of our country. They are. The NJEA. Now, when I was teaching in Jersey, I had to be a member of the NJEA. You know about the NEA. Betsy Pringle. All of it. Screaming at the maniac. You know about Randy Weingarten. But do you know about Sean Spiller? This guy might come out of the Democrat primary. Now, part of me is hoping he does, because if we can't beat this guy, then Republicans in New Jersey have no shot. So the New Jersey Globe says, when Working New Jersey, an independent expenditure group supporting New Jersey education, NJEA, Sean Spillers, he's the president for governor, they said they were going to spend a lot of money. Well, they say a new filing from the PAC, and this is only one PAC, there's several here, says that they have reported a whopping $37.5 million so far. All $40 million that the PAC has reported raising has come from the NJEA's super PAC, Garden State Forward. But there are other PACs and all this. It looks like they're going to be well north of $40 million from one outfit, the teachers union, for this one guy. Now, he's only in the middle of the pack at best. It's a horrible candidate. Can you imagine New Jersey? You think Phil Murphy's bad. I know it's the goofiness, the pizza eating, the hair, the teeth. It's the whole thing. And the wife. This guy Spiller, though, $40 million plus in a governor's race just from one entity. God knows how many other people they're putting their arm on to do stuff around. This is probably $50 million or more. One guy, the teachers' unions. Now, in Jersey, it's mandated you don't send a dues check by statute. They take it out of your paycheck, your little NJEA stuff. Do the teachers know about this? So there is a group here, a Sunlight Teachers group, that says, well, they don't seem to fully know about it. Whoa, $40 million. My God, it's just a governor's race. I haven't seen the breakdown of all these others, but I don't think any one entity is chipping in $40 million, as reported here. God, can you imagine what these little dictators would do if this guy were governor? Again, you can say, well, what's the difference, Phil Murphy? No. Phil Murphy's allied with them. They support him. We know all that. This guy, though, is the driving force. This would be job one every second. You're not going to get any kind of reform at all if you ever could get it in New Jersey. I'm looking at this from the Jersey Globe today and saying to myself, this can't be. This one guy, this one PAC, this one organization, the teachers union. This is what the enemy is. They are the enemy. You are the enemy up and down the line. $40 million. In a primary, not even in the general election. Are they going to put another 40 or 50 million in the general election? So if this guy, look, you got a rabid, wild mayor of Newark. You got the Gottheimer guy lying about listening to Springsteen. Spotify doesn't back him up. You got Mikey Sherrill, who has problems on her military service at times. And she didn't show up to vote on the Lake and Riley bill. Then you have this guy, and then you have the mayor of Jersey City, Foep, who might be more radical than this guy, or at least as radical. You mean to say we can't beat them in New Jersey? Trump town hall last night. He took a shot at Spadia. I'm glad that he did. And he talked about supporting Jack Chitterelli and not what some other guy is going around saying. All right, so Bill O'Reilly is next, and I'll give you the side question. Just back from China, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it is Dom time. Big issues, big guests momentarily. Bill O'Reilly just back from China unpacks what he talked about, what it was like there, their estimation of Trump. Let's go to Bill O'Reilly here on Talk Radio 1210. You got out. I'm kind of surprised.
No, you're not. You knew they wouldn't help me there. Who's going to hold me? They want me out.
So. How many days there? What was the timeline? And what did they have you do?
All right, 3 days. I was invited to address the Politburo, selected people. The invitation came from the Beijing Club for International Relations. It is run by one of the wealthiest men in China, Eric Li, who watches the No Spin News a lot, knows what I do on social media. And it was 90 minutes off the record. That means that I couldn't quote anybody or even tell people who was in the meeting. I mean, Mr. Li is fine. I mean, he runs the Beijing Club, so that's public. And they fired away. I wrote a column on it on BillO'Reilly.com, but I'm here to answer any of Giordano's questions.
Well, it is the oddest thing imagined. I commend you. I'd be afraid to go there. I'm afraid that anything could happen, but you had the assurance of this guy, and I guess that was good enough.
Well, yes, it is a police state at the height that this planet has never seen. So I spent time in Spain when Franco was there, the dictator.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Romania when the Soviet Union ran it. I've been in Cuba. I've never seen a surveillance state like this, ever. We couldn't bring cell phones because they'd hack them, so we had to use burners. They actually confiscated my pens. Some woman, 24, little uniform in customs, goes, "You have to give me your pens." I said, "I'm a journalist. What am I going to write with? Why are you taking my pens?" No answer. Yeah, 1.5 billion people, no human rights at all, none.
So,
and they don't, the Chinese government doesn't deny any of that. They say we have a billion and a half people here. We can't control them without a very stringent societal system. And communism, obviously, since 1949, has been the system. There's been ebbs and flows, but now that surveillance state over there is as intense as anything the planet's ever seen, as I said.
So, Bill, they wanted you to talk your estimation of Trump. And look, I didn't go through a list of the world, but I still think you're the best. Again, you're on his level. You've been friendly with him over the years in various circumstances, but you are a great observer and you acknowledge the emotionality of Trump aside from what we see. I saw it a little bit in the Oval Office. I could see it going off at any moment. What did you tell them about Trump? What is it they want to have you there for to tell them about Trump?
Yeah, that was the primary reason for the invitation. And I financed this, by the way. Nobody gave me any money or anything like that. I never do that. So when I give an opinion, it's my own. Nobody tells me what to do. They didn't tell me what to do at Fox. And I don't operate that way. So they wanted to know about the new Donald Trump. So they experienced 4 years of him. And they get along pretty well. But now there's a lot of bellicosity and tariffs and all of that. And they're a little shaky. So when you look around and you see who in the world can give you some perspective that's not going to be laying ideology and BS on you and propaganda, who are you going to call? The Ghostbuster O'Reilly. That's who you're going to call. And that's what I did. I mean, I didn't shy away. They asked me questions about him, his policy. And I'll give you one general question. And tariffs aren't the main thing over there, Dom. It's Taiwan.
Yeah.
They're crazed about Taiwan. In 2049, it'll be 100 years of communism, and they want Taiwan under the Chinese flag. And they want to know, you know, various scenarios about how that can happen. And I said, well, if you do it militarily, then the whole world is going to blow up. I don't know if it's going to blow up nuclear, but it'll blow up economically, and you're going to have a billion and a half people looking for meals that you're not going to be able to give them.
So, Bill, let me ask you, because I'm going through in my own mind if I had an opportunity like that. I haven't had it on that level, but I've had it. My mindset, look, you see yourself, you are a journalist. I'm more of an opinion person, even though you mix it in. Did you feel you had to give them something that is to our benefit? Or did you just shoot straight forward and tell them what you thought would happen with Taiwan?
No, I didn't shade my remarks or spin my remarks anyway.
Okay.
You know, the only thing I told him as far as opinion was concerned was that I had designed a program called a Partnership for Peace and Prosperity. And I outlined a program for them. And it's basically that China and the United States would ally together to keep calm and peace in the world. Knock out Putin, knock out Iran, the Mullers, knock out terrorism. And in exchange, the marketplace would boom. And every country on earth would benefit if the United States and China could come to agreements economically on Taiwan and other thorny issues. Now, they put forth some scenarios about Taiwan that were encouraging to me.
Okay.
They said, well, what if we do this? What if we do that? And then I would say, good, bad, you know, that kind of a thing. But no, I wasn't under any obligation. The only obligation I had, and I told the Chinese, there are 13 men, one woman, very powerful woman, in the Q&A. The only obligation I had was I have to debrief the President of the United States about what goes on
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. And they didn't have a problem with that. And I did on Sunday, spoke with President Trump for about a half an hour.
Back to the Taiwan thing. Did that surprise you how adamant they were about this? Was that something I would be unclear that they would be? You're on the ground, though. You're with the most powerful people. Your sense is second to none. That's troubling. They're that adamant about it. Even if there are other avenues, it tells me that they might want to test at some point.
I don't think you're going to test Trump.
No, at some point, now, right, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. They know that, and I told them, but they already knew it. I said, if you embarrass President Trump or make him look weak like Joe Biden, and they knew that Biden was weak and unfocused, and they said, and I don't know if this is true or not, that they much prefer to deal with Donald Trump than Joe Biden. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, if you're thinking about going in militarily, get ready. So I can't tell you what exactly would happen, but it's not going to be good for China or the world.
No, without a doubt.
If you want that level of disruption, then that's what you're going to get. So they know that. These are hard men. Hard. Oh, but not stupid. And when I heard what about this? What about that? Some of it was pretty doable. Now, then you fall back on, well, look at Hong Kong. They made a deal with the British.
Right.
Stick up for it. We can't trust them. They have balloons. Oh, that's true. Oh, that's true. But there's no plan B, Dom. You either come to an agreement or you're going to have an ultra dangerous world that could blow up any day.
What's the biggest takeaway?
Now, that doesn't mean you surrender or accede to what they want, but you try as hard as possible to get this cooperation between the United States and China to calm the world down.
What's the biggest takeaway?
Well, I'll tell you an interesting story about it. My son was there, and it's all his fault because he graduated from college, Salve Regina in Newport, very fine school. And I said, I'll take you anywhere in the world you want to go. I was hoping for Tahiti. Okay? I got North Asia. So I said, all right, we'll go to Japan, we'll go to China, we'll go to Korea. Now, I made a reservation to Four Seasons Hotel in Beijing, right across the American Embassy. Within 6 hours, Chinese knew I was coming in. Within 24 hours, I got a phone call. I'm not going to tell you who called me, but it's somebody who does business with the Chinese at a very high level. And they said, you going to Beijing? I said, yep. How do you know? And they go, come on. You made the reservation at the Four Seasons Hotel. the security services knew within 2 hours you were coming. And I said, well, what do they want? He said, they want to talk to you. And I said, okay, as a journalist, and then how it worked out. So my son's there. He's 21, and he's seen more about the world than any other 21-year-old on Earth. And he's going to be president someday. You mark that down.
Oh, my God, another O'Reilly we have to deal
show.
With.
Right. But he has the acumen, and he's not like me. He's much nicer and much more pleasant to deal with. But he's got a shot at it. And so he's there, and it's instant translation. Half the people in the room spoke English and half just Mandarin. And, you know, everything like the United Nations was translated on the spot.
Right.
So we all had headphones on and all that. After the 90-minute Q&A, a little bit longer, dinner was served for four people up in their lavish dining room. So my son and I go up, and it was Mr. Lee and his assistant, the woman who was there, again, very powerful. And I walk into the room, and there's five plates on a table. I notice it right away. So I go, well, I didn't ask. You don't do that in China.
Right.
You know, you don't, you're not aggressive. You're reactive. Okay? So around the corner comes the second most powerful man in the country. I call him the She Whisperer. I knew him right away. So, 80 years old, Mandarin, Shanghai guy. Seen it all, knows Trump, knows Obama very well. He sits next to me, and that was unbelievable. That conversation, because I know every word of that, got right back to Xi.
Yeah, that is unbelievable stuff. Are you doing a book on it? The column's out there now, but what are you doing with all this?
I will put that in a book, the whole experience, because by that time, the author record will have dissipated. I am still stunned that that happened to me, because I didn't seek it. It all just came to me. And I had my researcher, I said, you know, it's funny because when you're in China, the people get no information at all, none. So you can't get YouTube, you can't get any of that. They block it. And as I said, we had to bring burner phones, couldn't use our phones because they'll hack them. But the Politburo, they see everything. So I said, what is our accessibility to China? I have a staff that researches because we're worldwide now. And they couldn't pin it down, but they go, in May, just your social media, BillO'Reilly.com social media, 30 million views.
Wow.
And that doesn't count the TV show that we do, our 300 radio stations that we supply product to. It is unbelievable. And here's a kicker on it. No corporate media in America will mention this, but they know. They're through. They're all through. CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, even Fox. Done. This is the future. This social media stuff. And we're so far ahead of everybody else. It just fell into my lap. It's not that I'm Elon Musk developing space weapons and cars. And there's a reason I believe that it did.
Yo, obviously. Bill, while you were gone, one thing I wanted to remind, maybe you know, you have to be decompressing from all this. Boulder was in the news with this guy who went off. And I triggered back to my memory how often Bill O'Reilly on Fox went after Boulder years and years in advance of this. And we saw this progressive police chief come out and say, well, we don't know if this is domestic terrorism.
It is domestic terrorism. Boulder is a disgraceful place. The state of Colorado, I lived there for 2 years. I worked the CBS affiliate there, has now gone into a tailspin they'll never get out of. You can't let progressives run your state.
Right.
You can't. You know, one of the things the Chinese were so upset about was San Francisco. because many of them have relatives there.
Right.
And they kept going to me, how could this happen? And that, you know, the implication of the question was, you capitalists are idiots. This could never happen in China. And they're all acutely aware of the decline of law enforcement and the open border. They just laugh at us. Laugh at us. Go, okay, you want to destroy yourself? Go right ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Bill, capstone of a career to be continued. There are many of them, but this has to be right up there. Congratulations on it. What's the current, what are you working on now? BillO'Reilly.com. You have a book coming out in the fall?
Yeah, we have Confronting Evil. Mao is on a cover along with Putin and Ayatollah Khomeini and Hitler. Luckily, they did not know about the book. And I got a picture posted on BillO'Reilly.com of me standing in front of a giant picture of Mao right in the middle of Beijing in the Forbidden City. How ironic is that? But thanks for the plug. Confronting Evil will be out September 9th. But we're focused on Father's Day. We have unbelievable, not woke father's gear for Father's Day. So if your dad or granddad is not woke, you want to go to BillO'Reilly.com. The only place you can get this stuff.
And absolutely. Bill, congratulations, though. I mean, this is something that's so rare and underreported. I could picture you discussing with the ladies of The View what went on in China.
They don't care.
Yeah.
And neither does the anchor people or anybody else. We are, and it benefits me and you to a certain extent because we do care about this country. And the United States-China story is by far
absolutely
the most important story.
Without a doubt.
Bill, in the world.
Thank you as always, Bill. Thank you.
Okay, Don. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. Bye. All right, Bill O'Reilly back from China. That's a lot to unpack, even with O'Reilly. All right. Now, his stance is a little bit different still than mine. He sees some form of cooperation. I get it in a certain level. Just seems to me these people are not going to ever be trustworthy. And you heard what he said about Taiwan. All right, so this is a guy that was actually in there, engaged in this extensively. This is what we try to bring you. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. Yesterday, it came up that Phil Murphy, we had this thing he put up on Twitter welcoming Taylor Swift. It was one of those, is it pork roll or ham and all that stuff? And it came up. Dan said, yes, the king of hair, as we call him. Let's do today the all-time king or queen of hair, meaning somebody whose hair you think is so noteworthy, good, bad, or indifferent, that you'd like to try to win with that. So, of course, big hair. I'll take Tina Louise, although I think it wasn't outrageous. Dan has something when he's in here in a moment. I'll take off Elvis, of course, all-time great hair. And just to throw you how far we can go, I'll take Medusa. The hair was critical. Look that one up on your Funkin' Wagnalls with Medusa.
Watch your language.
There you go. All right, Dan, who's yours?
Yesterday when we were talking about it and you called for the clip of
yes,
Phil Murphy as the king of hair, I was looking for a clip of Don King because
right,
that was an instant thing I thought of when I think of hair and king of hairs with the last name. But Maisie's a big reality show fan, and recently during her wedding to Louis, another fraudster, Teresa Giudice, wanted to have the biggest hair ever for a wedding. She's the Real Housewife of New Jersey star, Dom, so I'm going to take Teresa off the board as well as the queen of hair.
Yeah, again, I would argue she's as big of a disgrace to Italians as Nancy Pelosi might be.
Oh, really?
I know, it's always Nancy Pelosi. I'm tired of that. Oh, Nancy Pelosi. Think outside the box. We'll do that. Biggest disgrace to your ethnic group someday again. All right, Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so I'm going to take a few off the board here. I'm going to take off one gentleman and two ladies. The gentleman I'm going to take off the board has gone through a various amount of hairstyles over the years, whether it was long hair in movies such as Troy and Thelma and Louise, or it's more spiky short hair like in Fight Club, or whether it's more the slick back look and like in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's always thick. It's always full. He's always got something going with it, and that would be Brad Pitt. Another one I'm going to take off is his ex, none other than Jennifer Aniston, whose haircut in the 90s, the Rachel, inspired many women to follow suit and have that same cut. And then I'll take another woman who was very big in the 90s here, had big hair in the 90s for sure, and that would be the voluminous red locks of one Julia Roberts.
Oh, I don't think of her as hair.
Oh, I think so. I think the Pretty Woman, the hair bouncing around.
Well, the Pretty Woman, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah, like that kind
of look. You were hitting pretty good until that last one.
Oh, come on.
It's kind of a wig, I think, there.
A wig?
Yeah, it might be a wig, yes. I always tell Roman, that guy's wearing a wig. So is that, well, I can pick out women wearing wigs easier than guys.
Jeez.
There's a telltale sign. All right. Hit us with that.
Tough crowd.
Your reaction to what O'Reilly said. EJ and Tony will be here at about 12:45. The GDP, about two-thirds of the way through this quarter, was announced yesterday. 4.6%. That is enormous. That means America is back economically. You know, I'm going to ask him about the tariffs. He kind of agrees with me. Can we go easy on the tariffs? You're rolling with everything else. All right, 855-839-1210. All right. Let's first, though, remind you we have a big event coming up 1 week from tomorrow. Attention, future home sellers, and it could be imminent or it could be way down the road. Are you planning to sell your home? The housing market is changing fast, and it's not what it used to be. Well, that's where my friend Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors comes in. Learn how to stay ahead of the shifting real estate market, increase the value of your home at the next home seller seminar. You get a glass of wine or two, and you get hors d'oeuvres and me and Diane on Wednesday evening, June 11th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. Diane will tell you how to tackle today's uncertain market with rising inventory, fluctuating interest rates, low-cost ways to stage your home. That's where she really scores and meet modern buyer demands. And Diane will share insider strategies that helps the home to sell faster and for more money. You'll even get a copy of her new book, Model Home Mindset. Diane always says, do your research, get prepared when selling your home. The last thing you want to do is just wing it. All you have to do, completely free, just RSVP now. Call 215-576-8666 or go to 215-576-8666.com. Schedule an appointment to talk with Diane Cardano at dianescalendar.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it is Dom time. We'll come to your calls. Coming up, EJ and Tony will join us. Yeah, that's for Henry's controversial choice here. Queen or King of Hair? Could be good, could be bad. It's got a pop. Think outside the box. A little bit to make that point. You heard what O'Reilly said about Taiwan. You heard who he was mixing it up with. His tenor is still a little bit different than mine. You know, if I went to China and sat there with these guys and women, would we come back and say, no, we can deal with them, rather than still just got to defeat them? I mean, my sense goes back to whenever I can connect anything to sports. And the way they erupted and what they tried to do, just because of Daryl Morey saying free Hong Kong on a tweet or whatever he did when he was leaving Houston, it was stunning. That tells me all I need to know. So why didn't they invade Hong Kong, Taiwan, during the Biden years? But they are calculating. And their calculation is at that point, I guess, that it still would be too costly to do that. Will they wait Trump out? Yeah, they're not going to do it with Trump. And he talked about the 100-year anniversary. They are hell-bent, particularly with the raw materials and what Taiwan does and the world's economy goes through there. All right, so we'll have more next time O'Reilly's on, but I thought it gave you a pretty good insight from somebody who is a very shrewd observer about what they're about. Coming up, the great E.J. Antoni with us. 4.6% projected GDP up. That's huge. Can we go a little calmer on the tariffs? That's incredible news. He'll break all of it down. That's next here with Dom. But first, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock in prices. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of their already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3 probiotics, joint support, everything. Those prices roll back to get you ready for the summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout. 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. So order. Call a Rescue product consultant right now at 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. Or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Feel better, get active, and turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, just use the code WELLNESS, W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, for 33% off any single bottle. W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, 33% off on top of the 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get savings at Rescue. That's res-q.com. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Dr. E.J. Antoni is the chief economist, the Richard Astor Fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. As we say often, federal budget. That guy's going to need 10 offices. They're going to need a lot of space to cram that in. But there's a lot of good news. Let's go to E.J. on Talk Radio 1210. E.J., welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, my pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
Well, I see very good economic news here, EJ. Yesterday, Steve Moore, I guess, and I think you were talking about some of these projections that the two-thirds of the quarter has gone by and the GDP, we may have grown by 4.6% ultimately.
Exactly. So much of that decrease that we saw in the first quarter of the year is simply just going to get reversed now. A lot of this, Dom, and this is something we talked about before on your show, a lot of this is just accounting maneuvers, essentially. And it's not to say somebody is like fudging the numbers or anything. It just has to do with the timing of when certain economic events happen and when they actually get counted. When you had that huge surge in imports, for example, in the first 3 months of the year, all of those imports got counted right away as they came across the border. That's a subtraction from GDP or gross domestic product. But in terms of where those exports go, sometimes they end up in consumption, in other words, consumer spending. Sometimes they end up in investment by a buildup of business inventories or additional plant and equipment, whatever the case may be. Sometimes that doesn't get added right away, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Those additional imports are now being added as more investment and more consumption.
EJ, one of the prime things I wanted to talk with you about, the big, beautiful bill, not the politics of it, but the impact. Rand Paul, I have the deepest admiration, but politically on this and somewhat economically, we got to have something happen here. And Paul is going to vote against it. There might be two or three others. I can't imagine the Wisconsin senator in the end, Ron Johnson, actually voting against it. But is there any objection that you see in here that this is a dangerous bill?
Well, the spending, Dom, is the big one. There's just still too much spending. The Democrats are talking about this cutting Medicaid. It doesn't cut Medicaid. Medicaid is still growing under this bill. It does the opposite. It's allowing Medicaid to grow over time, not reduce it. I mean, it's just preposterous. You're just reducing the rate of increase. Right. In other words, you're still moving forward. You're just going a little slower. You're still going down the road, though. So unless you get some significant spending reductions, I understand why a lot of these senators would want to vote no against this thing. You know, the Senate has a great opportunity here to make this bill bigger and more beautiful, and I hope and pray they do exactly that.
Put on your political hat for a moment, though, because I'm where you are on this with Medicaid particularly. I think Medicaid has become the third rail, like Medicare and Social Security have become. I think they believe it now, EJ, that you can't take able-bodied men and have them sort of work 20 hours a week and all that stuff. They're scared to death of it, guys like Hawley and these others. What has happened? You're in Washington. In their mind, where Medicaid, where you used to be able to make a reasonable position against the excesses, they're more cautious than ever.
Well, I think, Dom, they've really bought into these leftist talking points. Because the folks you're talking about are typically the same crowd that are now floating these insane ideas like, let's increase the top marginal tax rate and use that additional tax revenue to pay for all these handouts for other people. It's nothing more than class warfare. I mean, these people have literally bought into all of the talking points of the left that we have been fighting against for decades. It's not an exaggeration. It's a shame that they are really turning their back on the Reagan legacy. And yes, they're doing it with the best of intentions. I understand that. They genuinely want to help folks, but they're going about it in all the wrong ways.
That's where I am too, exactly on this. The other good news, the barometer, and I wanted to ask you, the barometer you look at, say any quarter or whatever, that gives you the best evidence of what's happening. I look at the real income statistics recently that we saw. And I've always thought that's a pretty good common sense barometer or metric to use. What do you look at?
Oh, that's a great indicator. I mean, personally, Dom, I always try to take a very holistic approach, you know, very comprehensive, take a look at all of the data, because so frequently, if you just look at one thing, it can be misleading. This was, you know, happened infamously under Biden, where because the government spent so much money, it made GDP look good. Because the government hired so many people to do absolutely nothing, it made the jobs numbers look good. But when we look at numbers that I think really hit people's pockets, in other words, take a look at incomes and adjust them for inflation, not just the size of your paycheck, but what your paycheck can actually buy. And that's what you're referencing. That's a great metric. It shows that what people could actually buy went down under Biden, and it has been rocketing up under Trump, which is really astonishing considering that we're only a few months in to this presidency, and his policies are already having that effect. They're cooling inflation, but wage growth is still heating up.
But the only ominous sign out there, and the last time I think we were pretty close together on this, if we talk with you, is the back and forth over the tariffing stuff that goes up and down, and Wall Street goes crazy. You know, I follow my 401k three or four times a day. How many times a day do you look, or don't you look at all?
No, I can't look because I would just have a heart attack. The problem here, I think, has a lot to do with messaging, because if you look at different people within the administration, you'll get completely different opinions. In fact, even if you just try to focus on one person, sometimes you can get a different opinion even within the span of a single interview. It's insane. That's not a way to run policy. That's not a way to run an administration. So I think if we get better messaging, if we get more consistent messaging from the administration so that we know exactly what the goals are, we can argue about the different methods to achieve those goals, but we have to at least understand what the end game is. And until we get that kind of clarity, Wall Street is going to stay on the roller coaster.
What is imminent for you, EJ, as far as what's coming up that you're looking at closely?
Well, we definitely got to keep paying attention to the housing market. Unfortunately, we're in a really tough spot where interest rates and home prices have essentially recoupled. That basically means that whenever rates go down, people can now afford to borrow more so they can bid up the price of homes. And that means that the declines in interest rates that we've seen recently haven't done anything to increase home ownership affordability. So keeping an eye on housing, seeing how quickly that thaws or if that stays frozen, that market in particular, but also paying really close attention to these jobs numbers, not just the headline number, but the breakdown. Are native-born Americans continuing to get jobs, or is the job growth going to revert to going exclusively to foreign-born workers? Are we going to keep adding full-time jobs like we have been the last few months, or are we going to go back to losing full-time jobs and only gaining part-time ones? And of course, the wage component that you were talking about earlier. What kind of wage growth are we seeing in this country, and is it continuing to exceed inflation, or is it going to fall behind the increase in prices again?
EJ, thank you so much. Where do we find you on Twitter and social media?
Twitter is the best place to find me, and the handle there is @RealEJAntoni.
Thank you, EJ, Dr. EJ Antoni, very much.
Thank you, Dom.
All right. The guy is just so easy to throw the ball to. I mean, just good stuff where we are right now economically. Just stop sending those two lunatics out there. I mean, you got to call it, you see it, Lutnick and Navarro. Every time they start up or Trump gets wild over something, then there's a little bit of a bubble there. All right. Coming up, remember when we talked about Springsteen and those political rants? Just saw a headline develop. Are people really going to Spotify to see him rant? And did he really put four songs around that rant in Manchester, England? Yes, it's happened. I'll tell you about that. But 855-839-1210, hit us on the side question too. The king or queen of hair? We'll get all that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.